Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
Keeping fit has never been easier. You don't need to hire a personal coach to plan your workouts. With our new app, it is as easy as ABC. Just install it on your phone and check the various exercise options in the menu. You can choose from several difficulty levels, set the length of your workout, select the equipment you're going to use, and decide on the songs you want to listen to while exercising. The app is free for the first month, so why not give it a try?
Two. I hope you've enjoyed our workout and the songs I chose for it. Your challenge for this week is to write down every physical activity you do and how long it lasts. It doesn't have to be a sport. Playing with your dog or dancing also count. Hopefully, the total time spent on your physical activities during each day will be at least 60 minutes, because that's how much exercise per day you need. When we meet next week, we'll discuss how you all did. Three.
My week fills up quickly with events for work, meetings with friends, and various other activities. So every Sunday, I set aside 30 minutes to plan my workout timetable. That includes booking spots in whatever classes I'm going to attend that week. Most gyms have online booking apps. Then I put the workouts into my calendar. Once something is in my calendar, I treat it like a business appointment. I have to go.
Four. Sometimes the support you get from your personal trainer while you are working out in the gym is not enough. Often what you need is the right song to get your blood pumping and your body moving. It can actually make exercising more comfortable. You simply focus on the song, not on how tired you are. It has been confirmed by many scientific studies. Plus, you can keep up your motivation by updating your workout playlist.
I often used to miss my weekly yoga class, and I felt guilty about it. So I decided to start thinking about yoga as my mental vacation, a chance to breathe and step back from my busy day. That turned it into a source of pleasure for me, rather than just a boring duty. Now I feel motivated to attend the class, work hard and focus on the instructor's directions, rather than count down the minutes left till the end.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1.
Keeping fit has never been easier. You don't need to hire a personal coach to plan your workouts. With our new app, it is as easy as ABC. Just install it on your phone and check the various exercise options in the menu. You can choose from several difficulty levels, set the length of your workout, select the equipment you're going to use, and decide on the songs you want to listen to while exercising. The app is free for the first month, so why not give it a try?
2. I hope you've enjoyed our workout and the songs I chose for it. Your challenge for this week is to write down every physical activity you do and how long it lasts. It doesn't have to be a sport. Playing with your dog or dancing also count. Hopefully, the total time spent on your physical activities during each day will be at least 60 minutes, because that's how much exercise per day you need. When we meet next week, we'll discuss how you all did. Three.
My week fills up quickly with events for work, meetings with friends, and various other activities. So every Sunday, I set aside 30 minutes to plan my workout timetable. That includes booking spots in whatever classes I'm going to attend that week. Most gyms have online booking apps. Then I put the workouts into my calendar. Once something is in my calendar, I treat it like a business appointment. I have to go.
Four. Sometimes the support you get from your personal trainer while you are working out in the gym is not enough. Often what you need is the right song to get your blood pumping and your body moving. It can actually make exercising more comfortable. You simply focus on the song, not on how tired you are. It has been confirmed by many scientific studies. Plus, you can keep up your motivation by updating your workout playlist.
I often used to miss my weekly yoga class, and I felt guilty about it. So I decided to start thinking about yoga as my mental vacation, a chance to breathe and step back from my busy day. That turned it into a source of pleasure for me, rather than just a boring duty. Now I feel motivated to attend the class, Work hard and focus on the instructor's directions, rather than count down the minutes left till the end.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu pierwszego.
Text 1. I'm not going to play in the school orchestra concert next month. Whenever I practice playing the music for the concert, my teacher gets mad at me. He says my guitar playing sounds terrible.
But you can't give up now. In my opinion, you should play in the school concert. And don't stop practicing.
But my teacher only wants me to play classical music, and I hate it. I can't say that I've lost interest in playing the guitar. But I'd rather play in a small rock band than in the school orchestra.
Really? Then come to our band practice on Friday. We're looking for a guitar player. What do you think?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
I'm not going to play in the school orchestra concert next month. Whenever I practice playing the music for the concert, my teacher gets mad at me. He says my guitar playing sounds terrible.
But you can't give up now. In my opinion, you should play in the school concert. And don't stop practicing.
But my teacher only wants me to play classical music, and I hate it. I can't say that I've lost interest in playing the guitar, but I'd rather play in a small rock band than in the school orchestra.
Really? Then come to our band practice on Friday. We're looking for a guitar player. What do you think?
Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu drugiego.
Text 2. Transport for London has just issued an alert. Heavy snowfall and freezing temperatures are causing many problems. There are delays on all tube lines. To make matters worse, King's Cross Station has had to be evacuated after a passenger set off a fire alarm. Despite the dangerous driving conditions, many London buses left on time this morning and most lines are operating, although long delays can be expected. Meteorologists are warning that weather conditions might become worse during the next few hours. The police recommend staying at home. Do not travel unless it is absolutely necessary. And if you really have to drive, make sure you have a full tank of fuel before you set off. Plan your route carefully and check for road closures. Take a blanket, some food, and a fully charged phone with you, because you might get stuck in the snow.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Transport for London has just issued an alert. Heavy snowfall and freezing temperatures are causing many problems. There are delays on all tube lines. To make matters worse, King's Cross Station has had to be evacuated after a passenger set off a fire alarm. Despite the dangerous driving conditions, many London buses left on time this morning and most lines are operating, although long delays can be expected. Meteorologists are warning that weather conditions might become worse during the next few hours. The police recommend staying at home. Do not travel unless it is absolutely necessary. And if you really have to drive, make sure you have a full tank of fuel before you set off. Plan your route carefully and check for road closures. Take a blanket, some food, and a fully charged phone with you, because you might get stuck in the snow.
Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu trzeciego.
Text 3.
My guest today is Steve Kirk, a furniture expert who takes part in the popular BBC show called The Repair Shop. Steve, tell us how you got involved in the programme.
Well, after I finished school, I did a course in antique furniture restoration. Because I had both theoretical knowledge and practical skills, I opened my own repair shop. One day, I fixed an old table for a man who worked for the BBC, and he said, "We're developing an idea for a new show. Would you be interested?" That was something I didn't expect, so I didn't know what to say. Until that moment, I'd never had any dreams about working on TV, but I thought about it for a while and I said yes.
Do you feel proud when you manage to repair something?
I'm often asked this question. I feel stressed when the piece of furniture is a family treasure and the people who bring it to the shop really love it. Although it may not be worth a lot of money, it means a lot to them. But the biggest challenge for me is repairing a piece of furniture that is so damaged that everybody says it'll be impossible to fix. It feels great when I manage to bring something like that back to life.
What is the best part about working on the show?
The great thing is that if you feel you have no idea how to fix something, there's always someone around you who can advise you or give you a hand. When people bring in a piece of furniture to us and tell us their family history, all the experts on the show gather around it. Then we start sharing our ideas on how to repair it. And when the job is finished, we simply enjoy the success together. No one is jealous of anyone else.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
My guest today is Steve Kirk, a furniture expert who takes part in the popular BBC show called The Repair Shop. Steve, tell us how you got involved in the programme.
Well, after I finished school, I did a course in antique furniture restoration. Because I had both theoretical knowledge and practical skills, I opened my own repair shop. One day, I fixed an old table for a man who worked for the BBC, and he said, "We're developing an idea for a new show. Would you be interested?" That was something I didn't expect, so I didn't know what to say. Until that moment, I'd never had any dreams about working on TV, but I thought about it for a while, and I said yes.
Do you feel proud when you manage to repair something?
I'm often asked this question. I feel stressed when the piece of furniture is a family treasure, and the people who bring it to the shop really love it. Although it may not be worth a lot of money, it means a lot to them. But the biggest challenge for me is repairing a piece of furniture that is so damaged that everybody says it'll be impossible to fix. It feels great when I manage to bring something like that back to life.
What is the best part about working on the show?
The great thing is that if you feel you have no idea how to fix something, there's always someone around you who can advise you or give you a hand. When people bring in a piece of furniture to us and tell us their family history, all the experts on the show gather around it. Then we start sharing our ideas on how to repair it. And when the job is finished, we simply enjoy the success together. No one is jealous of anyone else.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
In our studio today, we have Justin Henson, a young activist who fights to save bats. Justin, how did you become interested in these fantastic creatures? Most people I know are interested in saving lovable pandas or dolphins.
To be honest, I prefer to help animals which are not so popular. Besides, bats are really fascinating. I'll never forget the first time I saw a bat up close. I was 4 years old and my dad showed it to me for the first time. It was so cute.
I guess bats were quite common at the time, weren't they?
Of course. When I was little, you could see bats flying around streetlights every evening. However, when I was 7, something strange happened. Almost all the bats in my neighbourhood disappeared, and I didn't know what had happened to them.
Did you find out?
Yes, but not immediately. When I was in high school, we had a meeting with a biologist who specialised in bats. She explained that a dangerous disease had killed most North American bats. I asked her what I could do to help, and she said, "Tell other people about bats. People should understand that bats have to be protected."
So that's how it all started.
Exactly. I decided that if I was going to protect bats, I had to know everything about them. I borrowed every book on bats they had in my local library, and I read all of them. Then I prepared a presentation full of fun facts about bats.
Who were your first audience?
I thought the Natural History Museum in my city might be a good place to start, so I asked them if I could do a presentation on bats there. Unfortunately, they were not interested. So I reached out to my primary school teacher and asked her if I could talk about bats to her class. She agreed, and her students were truly amazed by my presentation. Soon other teachers, even from secondary schools, started to invite me.
Well done, Justin. I'm sure that thanks to you, many people have begun to care about bats.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
In our studio today, we have Justin Henson, a young activist who fights to save bats. Justin, how did you become interested in these fantastic creatures? Most people I know are interested in saving lovable pandas or dolphins.
To be honest, I prefer to help animals which are not so popular. Besides, bats are really fascinating. I'll never forget the first time I saw a bat up close. I was 4 years old and my dad showed it to me for the first time. It was so cute.
I guess bats were quite common at the time, weren't they?
Of course. When I was little, you could see bats flying around streetlights every evening. However, when I was 7, something strange happened. Almost all the bats in my neighbourhood disappeared, and I didn't know what had happened to them.
Did you find out?
Yes, but not immediately. When I was in high school, we had a meeting with a biologist who specialised in bats. She explained that a dangerous disease had killed most North American bats. I asked her what I could do to help, and she said, "Tell other people about bats. People should understand that bats have to be protected."
So that's how it all started.
Exactly. I decided that if I was going to protect bats, I had to know everything about them. I borrowed every book on bats they had in my local library, and I read all of them. Then I prepared a presentation full of fun facts about bats.
Who were your first audience?
I thought the Natural History Museum in my city might be a good place to start, so I asked them if I could do a presentation on bats there. Unfortunately, they were not interested. So I reached out to my primary school teacher and asked her if I could talk about bats to her class. She agreed, and her students were truly amazed by my presentation. Soon other teachers, even from secondary schools, started to invite me.
Well done, Justin. I'm sure that thanks to you, many people have begun to care about bats.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.